You're about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello. I bet you are listening to this session today because you've had at least one employee whose behavior has caused you to have a serious headache. Then the thought of having a performance review with this person has even accelerated it to a migraine. Well, you are in the right place today. In all of the consulting and training and coaching that I've done over the past 20 years, all different size of companies and organizations, this is often the part of being a manager or supervisor that people dread the most. My goal with you today is to help you feel more comfortable with handling some of those tougher situations and to help you make a shift to seeing these conversations as a great opportunity to turn people into enthusiastic, motivated, hard workers. Today I'm going to talk with you about some very practical approaches of things that you can do to handle the more challenging conversations. Now, this brings to mind an example from Ms. Roddick's book about when she first started her company. She founded the Body Shops. And her very first store, she was opening it up, and she said, I thought I was hiring employees, but then I realized they were people. Well, what's she talking about there? You know, you're hiring someone to do a position. You have a specific task that you want them to do. But as you work with them, you realize that they have baggage that they brought with them, that they have a whole different way of looking at life, a whole different way of being, speaking, communicating, and it can rub you the wrong way. Well, we will be working with that today. So let's get started. The very most important thing to do is to prepare. Preparation is the best problem prevention that you can do. Now, I know that you're busy. I know that you're, you know, a manager or you're running the company. But if you can, during the year, take a short notes on the behavior and performance of your people, that will help you so much when it comes time to have that conversation with them. This is what I call the one-minute documentation. So let's say that Janelle, who works for you, came in late today. And this is the third time that she's done it. Well, write that down. And write it specifically. Janelle was late 15 minutes on Monday and half an hour on Tuesday and 45 minutes on Wednesday. And write that down. It doesn't take long to write that down. And put it in a file. Now, it can be a file on a computer. It could be a paper file. Whatever works for you. Also document the good things that they do. Janelle worked overtime on this special project and the customers loved her. That needs to be documented as well. I would say that it's better to spend, let's say, accumulated 1 hour during the year, a minute at a time, putting in little documentations like that. It will save you so much time when it comes time to have that conversation. Now, I would also suggest that you ask the employee to prepare. Very often we think that this is something that the boss talks to the employee about and the boss does all the preparation. I view that this is a two-way communication. This should be a nice joint planning session between the two of you for the next year to set the next year up for success, we hope. So what I would suggest is that you talk to the employee in advance. And set up a time, maybe a week ahead of time at least, so that it's a time that's convenient for both of you. And then you let them know that you would like for this to be a two-way conversation. And that you expect that they should do some preparation. Well, what should they do? Well, if they have been with you for more than a year and you have done a performance review with them or someone has done a performance review on them before, then that they should go back and look at that again. And they should think about, over the past year, What have been their accomplishments? And what areas have they improved in? You know, getting better at something. And have them think about what they think that their next year's goals should be for areas that they should improve and grow in. Now, this one is that one was really important because you want to set the expectation that they cannot be stagnant. They cannot stay the same. You always are expecting them to learn and grow and get even better at whatever it is that they do. You can also ask them to think about what are their career goals. Now, this is an interesting conversation because you may find, as they might share that with you, that maybe they want to be your partner. Maybe they want to help run the company. Maybe they want to break off and start their own company, whatever. It's important for you to know what their career goals are, if they have any, because that could definitely change how it is that you work with them. And also for them to think about what kind of assistance might they need in order to meet their goals. Do they need training, some coaching? What do they need in support to make sure that they can meet it? Okay, now you've got them set. How about yourself?
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.